Good morning, everyone.
今年我们上半年的讲台的主题是活出基督的信仰。
For this year, the first half of the year, the theme for the sermons is how to live out our faith.
也就是哥罗西书第三章的内容，就是我们基督徒如何在自己的生活各个方面来实践自己的信仰。
And that mainly is according to chapter 3 of the book of Colossians, and that is talking about how in our life, in every aspect, we can live out our Christian faith.
在学期开始的第一次讲到的就是弟兄。
So for this semester, the first sermon is by Brother Joseph.
他跟大家分享了以弗所书五章的二十二节到三十一节的。
So he shared about in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verses 22-31.
今天是毕业典礼之前的最后一次大家一起聚会。
And today is our last worship together before the commencement.
我就往前推一点，我们今天来分享以弗所书。五章十五节到一节的。
So I'm going to talk about the verses a little prior to this, and that's in chapter 5.
这里经文大家刚才聚会弟兄已经大家念过了。
Chapter 5, verses 15 through 21, and just now we have read it together.
所以我今天时间关系，我们后面还有分享，所以我不念。
So I'm not going to read them one more time right now.
所以跟大家分享经文之前，我想给大家看看这张照片。
So prior to sharing the sermon, I'm going to share this picture with you.
大家是否关心最近的那个新闻啊？
So are we paying attention to current affairs?
这张是这一届最高法院九个大法官的照片。
So this is actually a picture of the nine Supreme Court justices for this year.
这群人被社会认为是最严谨。
So this group of people are actually considered by our society to be the most careful, most serious in their attitude.
虽然他们也会换工作，毕竟年纪大了。
Sometimes they may have made mistakes also because they are advanced in their ages.
但是在两个礼拜之前
，However, about 2 weeks ago,
就是五月五号是星期一上午。
So on May 5th, and that's a Monday morning,
他们做了一个判决。
So they have made a judgment on this case.
在这个判决中，我看见一个谨慎的人或者机构合理小心的使用自己能力是一件美好的事情。
So from this case, I can see that how careful people, when they exercise how they can be carefully make a judgment, it would be a very beneficial thing to our society.
他们在那个 Town of Greece,就纽约州诉这个 Covey 的案件中，谨慎地维护了我们众人的自由祷告的权利。
So in the case of town of Greece, New York versus Galloway, in such a case, they can show us how they carefully make a decision and actually protect our right for freedom of prayer.
这个小town啊，就是。就是那个原点的地方是在我们离我们的很近的 Rochester 的郊区。
So town of Greece is a little town that's close to Rochester, and on the map it's a little red dot.
我相信我们教会很多人也会到过这个 Rochester, 或者已经经过那个小巷子就不知道而已。
So I think many of us probably have gone to Rochester and probably passed through the little town of Greece, and you may not have noticed that.
它和美国其他小城市没有太大的区别。
It's not very different from many other little towns in the U.S.
这个是有个传统。
In this city, however, there is a tradition.
就是说每年在市议会开会的时候，或者每次开会的时候。
So every time when the city council is about to start their meeting.
他们就根据自己的习惯传统，就请当地的牧师来祷告。
So according to their tradition, they would actually invite local pastor to come and say prayer.
因为这个小城的人口基本上都是基督徒。
Because the majority of the residents there are Christians.
所以市议会的祷告过程中，就有赞美主耶稣基督复活的大人和奉主独生子耶稣基督的名祷告的言语。
So during those prayers, they're usually talking about how they praise God and they praise the one and only Son of God and how the grace of cross is given to them.
所以在08年的时候， 两个人，一个是无神论者，一个是犹太教徒。
So in the year of 2008, there are two people. One is an atheist, and the other one is a Jewish person.
就认为这世界会的祷告侵犯了他的权利。
So they both think that this such kind of prayer actually violated their right.
违反了美国宪法中政教分离的条款。
So it's a violation of the Constitution on the separation of church and state.
所以在08年他们就起诉这个抗议会。
So in the year of 2008, they actually filed a lawsuit against City Council of Tom Green.
这个案子在联邦纽约上诉法院呢，这两个原告是得胜的。
So in the, this case actually was won by those two people in the federal court of appeals.
但是2013年上诉到最高法院。
However, in the year of 2013, this case was brought up to the federal Supreme Court.
So, 在5月5号他们判决的时候，
so in the judgment on the 5th of May,
最高法院的法官尽管他们有很多的分歧，
although there's differences in the opinions among the Supreme Court justices,
但他们谨慎地认为是议会的公开祷告不违反宪法的政教分离的条款。
However, they are careful in their decision making, and they decided that such prayer is actually not a violation of the constitutional regulation of the separation of church and state.
因为理由是这种祷告方式和内容在美国建国的时候就存在。
The reason was that this kind of prayer actually has already existed since the beginning of the United States.
是我们美国社会的一个传统。
So this is a tradition of the American society.
而且更重要的是，美国民众参与公共事务或者顺服政府的管理。
So this is also a representation of how the American public participated in the municipal activities and also how they are submissive to the government.
要和自己内心宗教观念相一致。
So how they behave should reflect what they believe.
也就是说，我们自己心里想的和我们自己口里说的要一样。
That is to say, whatever we believe, we should be able to freely express that.
当然，这个判决的概述是我自己的理解。
So this judgment was interpreted by myself. So this is my personal opinion. So if you're interested, you can also go to the original judgment and then make your own conclusion.
但是从事后的各种评论来看，
However, if we look at the criticisms or the opinions on this judgment,
我们就可以看到我们现在社会所处的跟保罗写以弗所书的时代完全相同。
We can see that the society or the situations that we're in is actually almost exactly the same as the situation when Paul was in when he wrote the book of Ephesians.
是一个弯曲背逆的时代。
And this is a crooked, evil world.
那二者仍然很猖獗。
So the evil one is actually still in power.
但我们看到主耶稣是怎么样的掌权。
However, we see that Jesus Christ has the ultimate authority.
所以这个判决呢，就继续保护了我们能够自由祷告的权利，
so,
也让我们在这个弯曲背逆的时代可以靠着主耶稣得胜。
So this judgment shows us that that helps us to preserve our right to continue to pray and express our religious belief, and it also helps us and protect us in such a crooked and evil world.
所以我在我们可以不违反自己宗教理念的前提下，能说诚实话。
So we can actually speak of the truth according to what we believe.
所以在这个事上，我们可以感谢这些大法官他们谨慎的态度给我们跟整个社会带来的益处。
So in this case, we actually thank the Supreme Court justices for being careful in making such a careful decision.
所以我们今天所要看的以弗所书的五章十五到21节经文一开始就教导我们要谨慎行事。
So today, in our verses in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21, in the very beginning, it starts to tell us to be careful.
我们知道以弗所书是保罗所写的监狱书信。
So we know that the book of Ephesians is one of the Paul's prison epistles.
是保罗第一次在罗马被关的时候写的。
So this is the first time when Paul was in prison first time in Rome and he wrote one of these letters.
这是写给以弗所教会弟兄姐妹的书信。
So this is a book, a letter written for the brothers and sisters in the city of Ephesus.
因为它是信嘛。
And this is a letter.
所以它就有它的应使性，就是说针对人对人当时的情况。
So it has to be contemporary to when it was written, so according to the situation of that time.
所以保罗呢就会根据收信人的具体情况给出具体的建议。
So Paul was actually giving suggestions or advices to those people according to what the situations they're in.
但以弗所书在圣经里头，那就表明他又有广泛的适用性。
However, the book of Ephesians is also in the Bible, so it also has its application to general people.
对我们大家可能都是有意义的。
So it actually has its meaning to every one of us.
当时以弗所城哈是罗马帝国东岸的第三个大城市。
So at that time, the city of Ephesus is actually the third biggest city in the under Roman Empire.
它位于地中海东岸。
It's on the east coast of the Mediterranean Sea.
而且是当时的主要的商业中心。
And also is one of the major commercial centers.
而且在那里有当时被称为世界上七大奇怪的那个达安庙神庙。
They also host one of the seven wonders at that point, and that's the Temple of Diana.
就是《使徒行传》十九章所讲的亚蒂米神庙。
So it's also this is also recorded in the chapter 19 of the book of Acts.
所以呢，那个城里是邪术横行。
So in this city, actually, there's a lot of sorceries.
异端流行的。
And lots of cults.
在那里呢，这个一张，这一张图是现在的一个遗迹，是那个一个他们当地大剧院。
So this is the ruins or the remnants from before, and this is was one of the Colosseums.
据说这个剧院可以上万人可以在这里同时看。
And so actually, more than 10,000 people can fit in this place.
这是两千多年前的时代哈。
So that was back more than 2,000 years ago.
所以以弗所教会呢，在这个环境里头。
So the Church of Ephesus was living under that kind of circumstances.
大部分的基督成员是那个外邦人。
So most people are Gentiles.
只有很少数的犹太教徒。
So very few of them are actually believers who are Jewish.
他们信主的时间都比较短。
So their time of becoming a Christian was not very long.
所以大家看以弗所书的时候，我们就可以那个看见他们前三章。特别强调了教义。
So therefore, in the book of Ephesians, you can see that the first three chapters are basically talking about the principles of Christianity.
解释神的计划和我们外邦人的关系。
So he's explaining about God's eternal plan and how that is related to Gentiles.
所以在那里头，他特别强调新人这个词。
So in those chapters, Paul especially emphasized on new creation, new person.
出现最多的一个词就是在基督里。
So the most phrases that appears in Christ.
就是强调我们的行事为人要与神的救恩相称。
So it's emphasizing how our conduct has to be in accordance with the grace that's calling us.
就是我们这些外邦人现在有了基督徒的身份，有了基督徒的信仰。那么我们就应当有基督徒的行为。
And talking about as Gentiles, now we are converted into Christianity. We're Christians, so we have to behave like a Christian.
所以在后三章。
In the latter three chapters.
从第四章到第六章，他就讲要我们如何活出基督徒的生活来。
So from chapter 4 to chapter 6 is talking about how in real life we can exercise and our Christian faith.
所以在四章十七节他就曾经说，你们行事不要像外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
So in chapter 4 verse 17 it's talking about when you live do not live like the unbelievers.
所以我们基督徒的行为就不可再是顺从世俗肉体魔鬼，而是要在爱中是神做神光明的儿女。
Therefore, whenever we do in our lives, we cannot follow our flesh anymore. We do not do evil things.
所以从四章一节开始，保罗他这么说：“我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。”
Therefore, in chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received."
所以从那个四章开始到六章，我们大概可以分成就是五大部分。
So from chapter 4 to chapter 6, we can divide that into 5 major parts.
都是从所以开始，然后或者形式，要怎么做。
So it usually start with therefore, blah, 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 or you need to be doing such and such.
第五个部分就是我们今天所要开始讲的，你们要谨慎行事。
And on the fifth part, we can see that he's talking about, therefore, be careful.
前面讲的要凭爱心行事，要效法神，要弃绝谎言，然后要在主里说诚实话，然后与我们的救恩相称。
So in the first four parts, it's talking about how your conduct has to be in accordance with your original calling, and how you should be honest, how you should avoid dishonesty, and how you should follow God.
从这个五章十五节到二十一节呢，却是一个独立的小段。
So from chapter 5, verse 15 to 21 is a first segment.
也就是五章的二十一节到六章九节，关于基督徒具体人际关系的依据的一个前提。
So this is the basis for the later verses that's talking about how you can interact with other Christians.
在那个以弗所书的五章的二十二节到六章的九节，就讲了我们在基督里的新人如何生活的一个具体的方式。
So in chapter 5, verses 22 to chapter 6, verse 9, it's talking about how as a new creation, as a Christian, how we should live our life.
五章的22节到33节讲了夫妻关系。
So chapter 5, verses 22 to 33, talking about the relationship between husband and wife.
六章的1到9节讲的是家庭父母跟子女的关系。
In chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, it's talking about how the relationship between parents and kids.
在六章的5到9节讲的主人和仆人的关系。
So chapter 6 verses 5 through 9 is talking about the relationship between masters and servants.
所以我们回到以弗所书的五，今天的观点我们只讲到17节。
So for today, we're going to be talking about chapter 5 verses 15 to 17.
所以他写的，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，然后不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So it's talking about be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish but understand what the Lord's will is.
所以这里大家看有个三要三不要。
So there's three things to do and three don'ts.
要谨慎，要爱惜光阴，要明白神的旨意。
So you be careful, do make the most of every opportunity, and do understand what the Lord's will is.
不要像愚昧人，不要浪费时间，不要做糊涂人。
Do not be unwise, do not waste your time, do not be foolish.
这些从语气上来都是命令性的。
So these are kind of like commands.
就是说你当你看到这些经文的时候，你听的时候，你要是知道了、理解了，你要去遵守。
That means that whenever you hear of these words and after you understand it, you have to do it.
那什么是谨慎行事？什么是爱惜光阴？什么是明白神的旨意？
What does it mean by being careful to take every opportunity? And what does it mean by understanding what the Lord's will is?
这三要三不要之间有什么关系？
What is the relationship between the three do's and the three don'ts?
我们的生活是如何反映出这些对这些命令的遵守？
Okay, so our lives reflect all these things that we should be doing in our lives.
这个谨慎行事哈，就是说对自己的生活要绝对的小心，要仔细，要留心， 用心去做事情。
So to be careful means that to our lives we have to be absolutely careful. If we have to pay attention and to be careful with what we do.
在那个我有一个中文译本叫吕正中的中文译本，他译成所以要仔细留意你们怎样行。
So in one of the Chinese Bible translations, it says that therefore you have to be very careful, pay close attention how you live your life.
所以不仅是小心，而且要准确在正道上走。
So not only do you have to be careful, you have to be also very precise and to know how you can walk exactly God's way.
跟这个相反的就是不仔细无方向，或者说像那个以弗所书五章十四节的那些话讲的，你们是睡的人当醒过来，自从死里复活，基督的光，基督就要光照你们。所以呢，谨慎行事跟那个醒过来相对应的时候，那么我们是醒着做事的人。
So the opposite to what we just said was that not being careful is directionless, and just like you fall asleep. And in verse 14, the Lord says.This is what it says. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So contrast to being careful in what you do, it will be sleepy. It's like a sleepwalking. So when you're doing things carefully, you're not going to be like people who are sleeping.
So Paul 又接着用愚昧人和智慧人来做对比，来说明谨慎行事智慧人的一个特点。
And Apostle Paul also talked about unwise people and foolish people.
如果大家知道，箴言第九章里头有一个很好的智慧人和愚昧人的宴席的邀请。
So in the book of Proverbs chapter 9, there is a contrast between wise people and foolish people.
如果大家翻到箴言第九章，就看见那智慧人是用心的预备宴席。
So if we have read this chapter, we'll know that the wise people, they actually carefully prepare for a banquet.
愚昧人却是用偷来的东西招待客人。
And unwise people, they actually treat their guests with something that they stole from others.
所以在箴言第九章，就是第九章第十节就写，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Therefore, in Proverbs 9, verse 10 says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以智慧人就是敬畏神的人。
So wise people are people who fear God.
是，换句话也就是说得救的人。
And therefore these are the people who are saved.
愚昧的人就是藐视神的人。
And wise people they despise God.
是失丧的人。
They are lost people.
我们这些外邦人。
So we as Gentiles.
原来是失丧的。
We were lost.
如果在基督里。
However in Christ.
那么我们就是智慧人。
We are wise people.
所以在第六十六节，他爱惜光阴，就是说我们要抓住所有的时间，不浪费任何机会。
Now in verse 16 says to seize every opportunity.
所以要尽量尽可能的使用每个机会，因为时间有限。
And that means that because our time is limited, therefore we have to make the best of every opportunity.
所以爱惜光阴就是把失去的时间追回来的含义。
So to make the best of every opportunity means that to catch back or to make back what we have lost.
因为我们这些外邦人在原来异教的环境中浪费了很多生命。
Because as Gentiles, before we knew Christ, we have wasted a lot of time.
在不信神的过程中失去了很多时间。
When we did not know God, we actually have really wasted all the time and opportunity.
如果现在是在基督里。
Right now we're in Christ.
是新人，是智慧人，所以时间对于我们来说是更宝贵的。
We're a new creation. We're wise people. So time or opportunity to us are really precious.
所以就要善于用自己有限的时光，充分利用现在的机会和耶稣基督相连。
So we have this, to cherish the little limited amount of time we have, and to cherish all the opportunities that we can to be connected to Jesus Christ.
就去遵守主的教导。
So to follow God's word, God's commands.
加拉太书六章十节说，有了现在有了机会，就像当众向众人行善。
Just like in the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, therefore as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people.
然后十七节他就说，不要做糊涂人。
In verse 17 says that do not be foolish.
糊涂人呢比愚昧人在程度上更严重一些。
So foolish people actually are worse than unwise people.
他更强调的说我们做事比较愚昧，懵不，而且还懵懂无知。
So this is even talking about these people are even more stupid and more ignorant when they do things.
完全没有道德伦理上判断能力。
And these people have no ability to tell right from wrong.
所以也就是说不明白神，不认识神。
So these people, they do not understand God, they do not know God.
所以不做糊涂人就要去明白神的旨意。
So if you want to be, do not want to be an unwise people, we have to understand God's will.
明白神的旨意就是要不仅要知道神而且要认识神。
So to understand God's will means that you, not only do you know God but you have to understand what he means
和神有亲密的关系。
And you have to have a close and intimate relationship with God.
我们在日常生活中会经常问自己神在自己身上旨意如何。
So in our daily life we often ask ourselves what is God doing to my life?
谁是神给我们预备的 婚姻的另一半？
Who is the spouse that God has prepared for us?
做哪份工作是合神心意的？
Which job should I take?
要修几门课才是符合神的教导？
How many courses should I take to make it pleasing to God?
是升学还是找工作？
Do I continue my study or should I go out, look for a job?
是回中国还是留美国？
Should I go return to China or should I stay in the US?
追问这些问题的过程中，我们也会有很虔诚的祷告。
So in the process of asking these questions, many people actually put up a lot of the sincere prayers.
所以，但这些问题是不是圣经教导里面我们要明白神旨意的含义
？But does this really mean that if we know the answer to these questions, we then know God's will?
所以我们来看一下什么叫神的旨意。
So now let's look at what it means by God's will.
严格上讲，神的旨意可以分为两大类。
So strictly speaking, there is two major categories of God's will.
一个就是神预定的旨意。
One is the will that God has predestined.
这个是神所隐藏的。
So this is hidden.
是他用他绝对的权柄计划他自己要做的事情。
So he uses his ultimate authority to plan and prepare whatever he wants to do.
是人不可知也不可探的奥秘。
This is a mystery that people do not know and cannot seek.
就是《生命记》二十九章的前半节说的。
This is in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29, the first half of verse 29.
就是隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God.
所以这些神预定的旨意就包括一些神要拣选谁。
So this kind of predestined determination by God includes something like who is going to be chosen by God.
主耶稣何时再来。
When Jesus is coming again.
这些旨意就是神自己要做的事情。
So this is something that God is going to do himself.
我们没有必要去追求。
So we do not seek to know.
如果我们热衷去追求这个神隐藏的旨意
So if we spend all our time trying to seek the answer to the things that God has hidden from us
那么所得的结果都是不正确的
So all the answers will not be correct
而且若有人在神的预定的旨意上有说他有某个答案
And especially if somebody says that well I have the answer to these things that are hidden from us
那么这些人基本上就被定义为假先知。
We can say that these are false prophets.
就是大家可能都很熟悉的，就是两年前讲世界末日的5月21号。
Remember about 2 years ago, somebody said that the end of the world is May 21st.
对，就是2012年5月21号是在加州的一个牧师，他多次宣称那是圣经里头所揭示的主耶稣再来的日子。
So in the year of 2012, a pastor in California claimed that May 21st was going to be the end of the world.
所以对这个神隐藏的旨意，我们只能存谦卑的心尊重。
So the God's will that is predetermined and is hidden from us, we should just respect it.
另外一个神的旨意的另外一面就是神教导的旨意。
And the other will of God is God's teaching will.
就是神在他启示中 用他的权柄教导或命令人我们去做什么和信什么的事情。
And this will was revealed to us, and he uses his special way to teach us and uses his authority to let us know and command us to do.
就生命记二十九章二十九节的后半段。
And this is in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29, the second half of verse 29.
就是唯有显明的事是永远属于我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
But the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law.
所以这律法上的一切话对我们基督徒来说就是尽心尽力爱神。
To Christians, all the command is written in the law, and that is to love the God with all our soul and all our might.
这就是爱人如己。
And the next is to love others as ourselves.
还有一个就是提摩太前书二章四节和彼得后书三章九节。
And the other is in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 and the 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
在彼得那个提摩太前书二章四节说，他愿万人得救，明白真道。
The first, Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says that he wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
彼得后书三章九节写的，不愿一人成人，乃愿人人都悔改。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says that not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
这就是要我们去传福音。
And that means that God commands us to spread the gospel.
所以在神显明的旨意里头，我们又可以具体分为就是一般神的旨意和对我们每个人特别的。
And about God's will that is revealed to us, we can also further divide it into two parts, and that is a general will or a specific will to individuals.
这一般的神的旨意就是永恒原则性的那个神的心意。
So God's general will to us would be referred to something that's eternal and something that is like principles for us.
我们每个人都一样。
So it's the same for everyone.
就是说要我们每个基督徒在基督里长大成人。
That also means that God wants us, every Christian, to grow in Christ.
越来越有基督的样子。
So that we can be more and more have the image of Christ.
就是神也说我们必要像他，在哥林多后书里头。
In the second book of Corinthians, God also says that God wants us to be like him.
所以就是遵守神的律法。
That means that we need to follow God's law and to be submissive to God.
这个旨意是在圣经里头完全的揭示给大家的。
So this will is clear and is general, is for everyone.
也就以弗所书在二章的十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们行的。
And that's also in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. For we are God's handiwork.Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
这是那个就是神的旨意里头对我们的一般的旨意。
So this is a general will that God gives to all of us.
那么特别的旨意就是对我们具体某个人，你要做选什么职业，你要什么时候结婚等等，一些观念，这些在圣经里头没有直接的答案。
God's specific will to individuals, such as when to look for a job, to marry, and things like that, these are not written in the Bible.
圣经里头给出了基本的原则。
But there are some principles that we can learn from the Bible.
所以，如果你要想了解神在你自己身上的特别的旨意。
So if you want to know the specific will that God has for you.
所以你首先要读圣经。
You have to read the Bible first.
你不读圣经说你要神告诉我。娶哪个为太太？那
是。If you don't read the Bible, you only want God to tell you who's going to be your wife, then you will not be able to find the answer.
然后祷告，圣徒相交。
And you pray, and you also fellowship with fellow saints.
这是明白神在你自己身上特别旨意的最基本的方法。
And this is the basic things that you need to do to know the specific will that God has for you.
就是保罗他那个以弗所书那个保罗。 他自己在大马色路上被得救以后，他开始侍奉神。
So, Apostle Paul is the author of the book of Ephesians. He himself also was a persecuted Christian, and on his way to Damascus, he met God.
他在这个过程中，他开始是给犹太人传福音。
In the beginning, after he was converted, in the beginning, he spread the gospel to Jewish.
他也和那个通过巴拿巴和所有的像基督徒一起敬拜神。
And he also worshiped God.
到后面，他明白神对他的特别旨意是恩召他做外邦人的使徒。
And later on, he realized that God's specific will for him is to call him so that he can be the apostle of the Gentiles.
他得出这个结论。
He has such conclusion.
就神在他自己身上的特别旨意。
And that is God's specific will for him.
也是他亲近神和圣徒相交的结果。
And this is the result of how he actually has spent a lot of time to be close to God and to fellowship with other fellow Christians.
所以当保罗明白神对他的特别旨意以后，他一直 他自己就说，我从此就没有再违背从那天上来的意象。
So after Paul has received and understand the specific will that God has for him, he says this himself, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
所以这个一般的旨意在圣经里头是显而易见的。
Therefore, we can know that the general will that God has for us is clearly written in the Bible.
如果这一般显而易见的神的旨意我们都不遵循，
If we are not able to obey the commands, the general will that God gave to us in the Bible,
反而去寻求生活细节上的旨意。
And we only seek or look for the specific will that God has for us.
那无疑就是本末倒置。
But this, then you are doing this in reverse.
如果神已经启示你的一般的心意，你都不顺从、不顺服、不信靠。
If you're not willing or not able to obey and follow God's commands,through his general will.
而去求神再给你特别的光亮，特别的印记。
And you only ask God to give you your specific will and specific signs for you yourself.
再给我一个神迹。
And give me one more miracle.
我就做这做那。
Then I will do this and that for you.
那么这就和讲法利赛人是一样的。
And then this kind of contact is going to be the same as how the Pharisees do.
再过度就很可能成为保罗在罗马书一章二十五节所讲的。
And if you do even more of those, you're going to become like what's described by Apostle Paul in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 25.
就是将神的真实变为虚妄。
They exchange the truth about God for a lie.
去敬拜那侍奉受造之物，而不是敬奉那造物的主。
To worship and serve created things rather than the Creator.
那是就是五章十七节所讲的一个内容。
These are the unwise people.
所以当我们明白神的旨意以后，我们就应当是智慧人，不再是糊涂人，也不是愚昧人。所以我们要爱惜光阴，谨慎行事，在这世上敬虔度日。
Now that if we know of God's will, then we can become wise people. We're no longer unwise or foolish, and we're able to make the best of every opportunity.
所以在具体生活中，我们也可以找到很多的见证来说明谨慎行事、爱惜光阴、明白神旨意对每个人的意义。
So in our lives or in the Bible, we can see a lot of examples who actually are being careful.And they seize every opportunity, and they are becoming wise people.
在这里有两个人，一个是亚伯拉罕，一个是扫罗。
And there are two examples. One is Abraham, the other is Saul.
一个可以说是明白神旨意、爱惜光阴、谨慎行事的代表。
And one of them is a model of how you can be careful, you make the best of every opportunity, and to seek and understand God's will.
另外一个就是糊涂人，不明白神旨意，行事愚昧的一个代表。
And the other is the unwise person who did not understand God's will and do foolish things.
好，由于时间关系，我今天下面具体内容我不说了哈。
And due to time constraint, I will not be talking about all these examples.
如果大家有兴趣，可以去参照这几个经文，一个是那个亚伯拉罕给他的儿子怎样娶媳妇的。
And so we should spend some time at home if we have a chance to read about how Abraham helped his son Isaac to find a wife.
另外一个就是可以看扫那个扫罗王如何被神那个遗弃的。
And the other example is King Saul, and you can read it in the book of First Book of Samuel.
所以顺服神、谨慎行事、爱惜神所赐的，就蒙神的祝福。
So if you obey God, if you are careful, if you make the best of every of one of your opportunities, you will be blessed.
所以我们基督徒要在基督里，要效法基督，凭爱心行事。
So Christians need to be in Christ to follow and to model after Christ.